Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The names of deadly pathogens, such as Ebola, anthrax, and the plague, are enough to make some Boston residents shudder and say, "Not in my backyard." And at a meeting in Roxbury tonight, the public will get a chance to weigh in on the safety of research on such organisms. Research proposed to take place at a controversial Boston University lab in the South End. Local resident Claire Allen is with the group Safety Net, a neighborhood group that opposes the lab. She says after years of legal challenges and regulatory hurdles, backers of the so-called BU Bio Lab still haven't answered questions, including, what's the emergency response plan should one of the biological agents get released in the community?
How are we going to be safe? How are we going to eat? How will we be notified? Will there be an alarm? How is it going to be transported? What neighborhoods is it going through?
In advance of tonight's hearing, we toured the lab yesterday. Officially, it's called the National Emerging Infectious Diseases Laboratories, or NEDLE. Research is already underway inside on tuberculosis, which is considered a less dangerous level 2 disease, but security is already high. After putting our belongings through a scanner and walking through metal detectors, we're met by one of the lab's associate directors, Ara Tomasian. He's a microbiologist who's also in charge of research compliance at BU.
There is a biometric card reader, which is an iris scanner that I have to go through. So if you were to make an attempt to use your iris scanner and you're not authorized, this will trigger an alarm. So now this is a typical biosafety level 2 lab. So people will be walking here, putting a lab coat, put their gloves on.
So what's in front of us right now are half dozen or more rows of long benches of lab workspace where people will eventually be working. It's a huge room. It's probably 75 feet long and 20 feet wide.
Yes.
Not a soul besides
yes,
our entourage
we have,
in
that's
here.
That's absolutely correct. Actually, there is a parallel to this on the other side, which the biosafety level 2 people who are doing tuberculosis research have already moved in. So as you walk through the room, you will notice that, you know, there are what are known as the biosafety cabinets or biological safety cabinets. This is where most of the work will be done. So I would have, let's say, spun this through the centrifuge, but I would be opening this inside of the cabinet. So if there was any airborne pathogens which was released, they would be captured through the filter system.
From there, we enter a passageway where so-called level 3 researchers will have to put on scrubs, a full body suit made of a flexible material known as Tyvek, and a hood that filters air, which I try on for size.
Probably not quite completely snug.
Yes.
For me at this moment, because the filtration system isn't pumping any air in here, it's a little hot and it's a little humid, but it would be a lot more comfortable if I was actually working in the lab.
That's correct. The only thing is that you will have to ultimately get used to is now you have air kind of shooting through your face, so there's some level of dehydration.
So I'll be thirsty when I get out of this.
Pretty much, yes.
Okay,
okay. So
time to get out.
What happens if you have to go to the bathroom when you're in that suit?
You actually try to hold as long as you can, and then you have to go through the sequence
and come out of the room.
You have to come out of the room. You have to go through a decontamination process. You have to take all of the clothing out. You have to put your street clothing and get out into the bathroom and then walk through the whole process.
Then we go into one of the level 3 labs, fully stocked with lab equipment and supplies, but otherwise vacant.
So what would be studied in this level 3 lab?
Anthrax, plague, Japanese encephalitis virus, for example, is considered as a level 3, and these are the kind of agents that might be studied as we progress with the recruitment of the new scientists.
Can I ask you, as a researcher, when you're walking through this building, which seems to me to be pretty much ready to go, is it kind of frustrating that there aren't more people working here?
It is very frustrating because we have a state-of-the-art facility. As you can see, we have the latest equipment, and we think that this facility is probably one of the safest.
Well, let me ask you a concern that the community has, though. What would happen if there was research on anthrax taking place in this room that we're in, and somehow
it leaked out. What happened?
Well, that's part of what the risk assessment is addressing. I mean, that has taken a number of different scenarios and a number of agents. It sort of has concluded that in almost all of the instances, with the most conservative estimates that they have taken into consideration, the risk to the community is at best negligible. And that has been the practice and that has been the experience from other facilities. There have been occasional incidents where investigators have gotten infected.
The researchers
who were studying with the agents, but there haven't been, as to best of my knowledge, a secondary infection, which means that they took it out and it sort of got transmitted.
From there, we move on to level 4, the labs where researchers hope to eventually study the most deadly pathogens, such as Ebola. Damasian shows us a massive room full of filtration machines specifically dedicated to cleaning the air in the Level 4 labs. And then he takes us to where researchers will don their protective so-called spacesuits made of heavy vinyl. They are fully enclosed, so researchers have to be connected to air hoses.
So if you notice, we have this drop-down air supplies. The first thing that I will do is I will connect the air supply and I will inflate the suit.
To check it for leaks?
To check it for leaks. Okay. Once it's fully inflated, I will disconnect, run my fingers, hand over it, you know, so that there are no leaks, at which point I will put the suit on.
We're standing next to one of these stainless steel doors outside of a chamber called chemical shower.
The moment you close that door, automatically it activates a chemical shower. That's a disinfectant.
The hallway itself is sealed. It feels like you're walking through a watertight compartment on a ship.
Yes, it is. And if you look at every one of the doors and every one of the rooms, they have a very similar design and they're all airtight. Now we're inside of a biosafety level 4 lab. One of the features you will notice as you look at every fixture in the room, it's rounded and there are no sharp edges.
In this level 4 lab, what kind of agents would you be working with?
So we have investigators who do research on Marburg, which is Ebola, a type of a hemorrhagic fever. However, biosafety level 4 agents, by and large, are not easily transmissible. So person-to-person transmission is relatively difficult.
Thanks for letting us take the tour with you.
Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Ara Tomasian is an associate director of the National Emerging Infectious Diseases Laboratories run by Boston University in the South End. The National Institutes of Health will hold a hearing tonight at Roxbury Community College at 6:30 on its latest safety report for the biolab. Members of the public are invited to comment and air their concerns.